Welcome back to Startup Nation on News Talk 760 WJR. Jeff Sloan and Dan Gliske.
All right, welcome back to Startup Nation Radio, our closing segment here on franchising. Boy, we could go on and on. This is really great stuff. And I'm actually inspired to check out franchising myself. Ooh. Dan, what about you?
I think there might be an opportunity here.
All right. Hey, that's the beauty of Startup Nation Radio, connecting people who have a common interest, right? Get into business.
Absolutely.
And we're always open to that, too. No doubt. We always learn something here.
Hey, 95% success rate. I mean,
can't beat that.
You've got nothing to lose.
Can't beat that. Oh, she said we got nothing to lose. Everybody heard it. America just heard it. The world just heard it. There we go. Sign me up. Okay, so again, we're talking about franchising today on Startup Nation Radio. First, before we get right back into it, acknowledging our great sponsors, Comerica Bank and Walsh College. And if you've got a question for us, remember you can reach us at 800-859-0957. Dan, let's get right back into this franchising.
Yeah, I'm really interested. When you started your first franchise, for anybody else out there that's considering doing exactly what you did, what are the three things that they should really focus on doing?
I'd say first and foremost, talk to existing franchisees.
Yes. Yes. Do your home. That's great.
You know, we talk about that here all the time, the importance of building a network and the importance because it really improves the success rate. And one of the nice things that I see about having a franchise situation is that you have access to other business owners just like yourself who've invested, so you have that ability right away to build a network.
Right. So that's a great recommendation. What about number two?
Number two, I would go back to build a business plan, and it doesn't have to be a full-blown business plan, but I think you want to make sure that you're addressing, you know, how are you going to run this company.
It's interesting. And intuitively, I didn't really think about, I mean, it makes all the sense in the world,
right.
You know, but that's a great, okay, so build a business plan. Because you might buy more than one. It's one thing when the franchisor hands you the ingredients to run that location that you're going to be buying into. It doesn't really talk to what your expansion plans could be or how far you can go, this, how many units, where you want to go, et cetera, right?
Right. And so,
absolutely, Jeff.
Business plan.
Yeah.
I love that.
It's
all
the
right.
Roadmap.
It also seems to me, Jeff, that you take somebody else's plan.
Yeah,
but then when you do your own, you make it your own.
Tailored to yourself. That's
you
right.
You make it your own, and so then now it's become a reality for me. Now this is my plan.
Right. I love that. Okay, and number three,
and I think that's a segue to running the numbers. You do your worst case scenario, you do your best case scenario, and then you do the middle scenario, and run them over and over again. I think we do that. It forces you to get in the habit. Not only did you do your homework with your projections, but then once you open your business, you go back and you review
Excellent.
Those numbers and see how you're doing against those numbers.
Right, right. Again, your roadmap. Well, listen, we got a caller. We've had an active group of callers today. We're not going to get to them all, but let's get to one more before we move on to a couple of closing questions that Dan and I have. Catherine, you're calling into Startup Nation Radio. You've got a question for our guests.
Yes, I have less of a business question and more of a personal question.
Well, we'll allow that. That's okay from time to time.
It all depends.
Yeah, it all depends. Okay, there we go. Let's have it. Let's have it, Catherine.
I have been wondering. I'm wondering how it's been running a business with your husband, what the plus and minuses are, because I've been considering running a business with my husband.
Okay, I love that.
Good question, Catherine. I think it's probably not for everyone, but I think what Brian and I have
the
is...
The husband or the business?
good question. I'll have to think. Let me think about that.
Well, we stick to business stuff here, so we can't solve all the
nice
problems.
Snuff,
right, right, okay.
All right.
I think we balance each other out. You know, Brian's strengths are my weaknesses. My strengths are his weaknesses. And I think because of that, we have a nice synergy with one another. That makes it work.
Wonderful.
Very simple.
Wonderful. I mean, that's the beauty of a great partnership, marriage and personal life, or whether, and of course, we focus on the business side of things,
right.
So
correct.
Certainly in business, you know, that's absolutely true. Well, Catherine, thanks so much. Great, great question. I'd like to know, before we close, some basic do's and don'ts. Anything that you can warn, you know, both in terms of, well, let's focus first on thinking about whether or not franchising is for me, and as I step into it. Anything, things that jump out at you that you learn through your own experience, both in terms of evaluating whether it's for you and then actually launching a franchise of your own?
I think the one thing that I took away from those early meetings with our neighbors was follow the model.
Mm-hmm.
It's that's why you're franchising.
That's why
trust
you are,
it.
Right.
Trust it. That's why you went into it.
Exactly.
So you might as well trust that model.
Right.
So that's a do.
A do
is to make sure you follow the model.
Yeah.
Any don'ts? I mean, have you gotten into any sticky situations as a franchisee that you'd say, make sure you watch out for this or that?
I think you, with any business, whether it's a franchise or not, you've got to be disciplined and be systematic in terms of how you're running your business.
So don't get too comfortable just because it's a franchise and you know the 96% succeed. You still got to be an entrepreneur. You still got to go fight it out every day. This is an easy street.
Correct. You still have to have your eyes open. You still have to interact with employees. You still have to visit your clubs. You can't just sit back and watch the show. So
got to operate a business.
That's right.
Got to operate a business. That's great advice.
Yeah. I really think that is something that we have to make sure that people understand and realize. You could have a 96% success rate, and you're going into a proven business model that other people are successful with. That does not mean that you're going to be successful. You have to do the work, do your homework, have a plan for success,
mm-hmm.
use your peer group, and really make it work, because it's still work, and you still have to make that a successful model for yourself.
Correct.
Absolutely.
I'm curious, were you guys vetted by the franchisor before you got into it? I mean, not everybody can just sign up for a franchise just because they can pay the fee.
We were, mm-hmm. yes.
And so tell us generally what some of that involved.
I think a lot has to do with financial wherewithal.
Financial wherewithal. And what about your skills as an entrepreneur? How do they? Any proven track record you have to demonstrate or capability?
Absolutely.
Did you get interviewed?
I don't remember if we actually got a formal interview, but I do know the franchisor today, actually, before they do anything, does fly any interested parties out to their corporate headquarters.
Yep.
So there's a formal process. We were lucky in the sense that when we got into Planet Fitness is really when they started to franchise. So it was the right time for us, mm-hmm. and a lot of the stuff has been developed over the last couple of years. But I think most franchisors do that.
Interesting. And when you guys got in, you got more than just a single unit. You got what's called a territory, right?
Right. We signed an area develop agreement.
It's an area development agreement, and it gives us the rights to open X number of units over a certain period of time. In our case, it's a 10-year period.
Rights, but probably also some obligation, too, right?
And
that's just going to give away the territory. You've got to perform.
Oh, correct.
Absolutely.
So what is the future for you both? What is the future for your franchise with Planet Fitness?
I'm sorry, what?
the million-dollar question, right? The thing that keeps you up at night.
Exactly, exactly. Keeps you up at night, keeps you stressed out, but I guess it's all exciting at the same time.
It is. We're excited. There's a lot of opportunities. The space we happen to be in, health and wellness, is at the forefront right now. And I can't think of a better position to be in from a real estate perspective. There still seems to be ample opportunities out there, so we're about halfway to at least fulfilling that original obligation.
So it's never too late to get in. Even if you said 6 years ago it was a great time for you, it's not too late today. So somebody who's interested in a franchise of Planet Fitness, it's not too late for them. It's a great opportunity right now.
It's still there, yeah. We get calls on a regular basis of prospective franchisees that are looking to...
So listeners could actually work with you.
They could, we would be a referral for sure. But they can go right to the Planet Fitness website to fill out an application.
Very good.
What, in closing, that thing that keeps you up at night, you asked the question, Dan, I mean, you're not going to let them off the hook. Just kind of paint the picture. Where are you guys headed in just a few seconds? Tell us. What's this going to look like 5 years from now for you guys?
Hopefully more of the same. I think it's...
You don't want to give a number.
Well, I like the answer. Bigger and more, right?
Bigger and more.
I would say,
bigger and more.
More headaches.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But more reward.
Well, exactly. This is where Laura and I balance each other out. She fortunately is the voice of reason as it relates to expansion, and does a lot with the personnel issues. It's easy for me to go out and sign leases and open up new clubs, but we still have to balance that. And I think at night, is there a competitor out there? Is the economy going to continue to improve? I mean, there's a lot of things.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, listen, congratulations to you guys on your great success. Thank you so much for joining Startup Nation Radio and informing and inspiring our audience to considering franchising as a model. Great. On Startup Nation Radio, back with more next week.
Merry-go-morning. Our acceptable beauty from Hi, Paul W. here. This is the best time to buy a retractable awning from Marygrove Awnings. My friend and owner of Marygrove Awnings, Mike Fallahy, is offering $500 off all retractable awnings in stock. Folks, take advantage of their preseason special and save $500. Marygrove Awnings, home of the best Michigan-made shade. Here's the number to call.
Call 1-800-44-AWNING.
Only in the forest can you see this. And this. And this. But nothing beats the moment you see that.
Cool!
That's your child's eyes opening up to a world of possibilities.
I didn't know it could do that!
Because one trip to the forest can spark a world of difference.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go, like hiking, canoeing, fishing, or camping. Or create your own adventure with family and friends, and you might just see this. Your moment's out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
This is a test to find out if you know it all when it comes to children. Time starts now. Name one of the leading killers of U.S. children age 1 to 13. What's the best way to protect children in a car crash? At what age and size should a child start using a booster seat? Where can you find the answers to these questions?
Car crashes are one of the leading killers of U.S. children. Many of those deaths could be prevented by making sure that kids are in the right seat for their age and size. Don't assume you know it all when it comes to car seats for your child. Go to safercar.gov/the right seat and know for sure. That's safercar.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Maybe it's time to take a fresh look at everything we thought we knew about landing a great job. For instance, what if phenomenal careers start at the middle school science fair instead of at the job fair? If being the captain of the robotics team means just as much on a college application as being captain of the football team? And if knowing the quadratic formula is every bit as important as knowing the right people? Well, the fact is, the jobs of the future will be heavily geared towards science, technology, engineering, and math. In other words, the future is STEM. More opportunities, better pay. And the road to these great jobs starts as early as middle school. So if you're a student, talk to your school counselor about STEM. If you're a parent, talk to your kids. Because the job you'll get in the future may very well depend on what you do today. A public service message from America's Navy.
The great voice of the Great Lakes, WJR, Detroit, a Cumulus station.